Welcome to How to Eat Less Water, the podcast for anyone who's concerned about the state of our environment and wants to live more sustainably, but is short on either time, money, ideas, or all three. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez, author of the award-winning book Eat Less Water and a kitchen activist. I share bite-sized action steps anyone can implement in their kitchen. Why the kitchen? The average person eats between 500 to 1,300 gallons of virtual water every day. Our food is the best place to turn our hope for a better environment into action. Now, let's dig in and grow well-being together. Welcome to the How to Eat Less Water podcast. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez, author of the book Eat Less Water, and this is episode 70. And this is also the episode that closes the first season of this podcast. This is the season that taught me how to be a podcaster, how to use a microphone, mostly, and how to edit podcast. There is certainly a learning curve to podcasting and a dedication that's required to come back week after week to post ideas and to share stories, but it really is an important tool to share ideas into the public space where you just don't know where things fall with people. I certainly hope that this podcast so far has been a motivating element in your own activism. But I'm going to take a pause from this podcast. Season two will begin on Wednesday, August 2nd, and it likely will have a different name. I'm thinking it'll be called The Kitchen Activist or Be a Kitchen Activist. I would love to get feedback on what you think around the new name. It'll be in alignment with the next book that's coming out for me, which is called The Kitchen Activist, and also why I need to end the season now, because I have two books that are in the gestation period. I'm busy writing every day, two books. One is called The Kitchen Activist, which is a how-to guide. I'm really excited about this book, The Kitchen Activist. I know the end result will be a solid, important, and beautiful book that will inspire positive change in kitchens around the country and world, because hopefully this will also be taken by other publishers in other countries, just like Eat Less Water has a home in Italy. So this is the nonfiction book. The second book I'm working on, it's a children's book. It's called Drops of Water. And some of you might recall that the beginning of Eat Less Water starts with a prologue called Drops of Water, which is based on my father's life. It's a true story. And really is the story that's propelled me to do this work. So that story will be illustrated by a talented, beautiful human being. Her name is Brenda Alamo, and you can find her work on Instagram at Yedem Alamo. It's Yedemalamo. And you'll also see the reimagined Yahoo logo. She was chosen by Yahoo during Latinx or Hispanic Heritage Month to reimagine their logo for that month. And it's a beautiful rendition. I am honored and privileged to collaborate with such a talented artist to bring this story to life, this children's book story to life. And I'm also honored and privileged that these books will be published by Red Hen Press, which is the publisher of Eat Less Water. I am so in love with this publisher, and I feel tremendous gratitude that they continue to invite me back into their hen house to work with them and to produce these works in collaboration with their talented staff, including and especially Kate Gale, the founding editor of Red Hen. The mission of Red Hen Press is to publish works of literary excellence, to foster diversity, to promote literacy in our schools. And they seek a community of readers and writers who are actively engaged in the essential human practice known as literature. They're a nonprofit out of LA, out of Pasadena, and they truly are a regenerative publishing house. And I talk about regenerative in food systems. In other words, they are farmers and systems of agricultural practices that are implemented that give more than what they take. And this is in contrast to conventional agriculture, which I've started to call extractive agriculture because they extract more resources, including water and soil health. They extract the health of the workers who are on that land, who are being sprayed with pesticides. So it just goes on and on of the extractive nature of conventional agriculture. But regenerative, and there was a podcast I did a few back called Regenerative is a Solution, and that is in every single sector of our society. It is partnering, whether it's publishing houses or it is farmers or businesses that give back more than what they take. And that is really the way that I want to move through this world too, is to give back more than I take at the end of my life. That is what I'm up to. I'm working on these two big projects that I need to hand over to Dr. Kate Gale on July 5th, which is just around the corner. So please send me your good energy that I can make it to the finish line. I am working every day and churning out sentences. These books will be published spring of 2025. That is how long the gestation period is of books. So please consider supporting the work of Red Hen Press. They're just incredible. They have a great website, a great newsletter that keeps you in touch with what they're doing. They have many literary awards. So if you are a writer, a poet, nonfiction, fiction, there are literary awards happening throughout the year. Before I sign off episode number 70, the last of season one, I thought it would be fun to read a few portions, like vignettes of The Kitchen Activist. And those of you out there who are writers know these words may not even land in the book because that's just how it goes. We just write. There's so many more words that are written than what we see in any book. The heading to this small vignette is called My Journey to Kitchen Activism. And like I said, this might just be a pre-write before I get to the actual point of it, but I thought I would read it to you. My father taught me to be an activist, to do more than hope for a different world, but to act on it. The teaching came embedded in the protests and lectures he took me to, like the time he loaded me and my young sisters into our station wagon at dusk to travel the distance of 200 miles between Oxnard and Delano, California, to pray for the health of farmworker labor leader Cesar Chavez during his last fast. My activist education came with a boycott of grapes, standing in solidarity with farmworkers each time we passed the display of grapes at the grocery store. And it came with lots and lots of fundraisers for community causes my father organized and still does. My mother taught me to be a teacher. She would bring me into her bilingual classroom when I was out of school to help organize and staple packets. I sat in the back of the class and observed how she met her students where they were at, rejecting the one-size-fits-all textbook teaching approach that left her mostly migrant students behind. Instead, she opted for a curriculum led by patience, compassion, and fun. At home, she taught me to chop, slice, fry, set the table, and clean dishes. She modeled to me how someone shows up to the kitchen even when you were tired after a long day because it was important the family sat together around the table for one home-cooked meal every day. The activism of my father and the teaching of my mother flowed in different directions, ultimately leading to the evaporation of their marriage. My mother wanted a partner at home to help with the kids and the dishes after a long day teaching. My pa, a student of the civil rights struggle, a Chicano radical, felt he was needed out in the calle, as my mother would say, to be an activist. I can see now how this too would inform my own work as I merge the two mighty streams of my childhood, the teacher and the activist, into the kitchen. So that's one little section, and then I'm going to leave you with why the kitchen. The kitchen is ground zero for environmental activism. The food we store, cook, and serve collectively is the largest user of fresh water, a leading contributor of greenhouse gases, and the biggest source of food waste, more than restaurants, farms, and factories. Few things are more fundamental than food and drink for humans to survive and thrive. Food systems account for 12% of the global economy and 40% of all jobs. Because so much of our economy revolves around food, it has been a leading driver of environmental destruction. But with simple actions we can each make, food can be a powerful, non-stoppable force for positive change. Well, being served here is the energy I bring to my kitchen. From my stovetop and pantry, I work to turn the tide of environmental calamity we face. Because as it turns out, the home kitchen is the most potent vehicle we have to rewrite this story. So I'm going to leave it there because I need to start writing. It's that time. I need to get back to writing this story. But I thank you so much for joining me on this journey. There are 69 other episodes that you can listen to. I really recommend you go back and check out a lot of the action tips that I offer in those episodes and continue to just show up in that kitchen and know that you are making a difference when you are partnering with regenerative agriculture, when you're keeping your refrigerator organized, when you're meal planning. All of those small actions collectively will make a big difference if more and more of us are joining in force and merging our influence. I will be back on August 2nd for season 2 of The Kitchen Activist. If you haven't left a review for this podcast, please do so. That really does help to grow the influence of this podcast and this message with others. And if you haven't already done so and you've read Eat Less Water, please leave a review for Eat Less Water on Amazon or Goodreads, some of their other books. I have a big stack of Red Hen books right next to my bedside table that I have been just really enjoying, from young adult to nonfiction to poetry. I'm so thrilled to be part of this incredible, thriving, and talented group of literary activists. So thank you so much, and I'll see you back here in August. Be well. Let's stay connected. Sign up for my newsletter and receive more tips in your inbox weekly and 15% off your first purchase at the Eat Less Water Shop. You can also find me on your favorite social media space at Eat Less Water. Please remember to hit subscribe and leave a review, even if it's only the star rating, because every one of them will increase the chances of other like-minded folks to find us. Thank you for joining me on this journey to eat less water. Together, we will write the story of well-being for this planet we have the privilege to call home. Meet you back here every Wednesday. There is power in the collective.